This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. It's written on their website that companies can now work smart with House and monitor your entire remote working force from anywhere at any time. House is an online platform that helps organizations streamline their workforce management process. Its app also allows supervision and remote monitoring of employees, and the app also assists in the signing and monitoring of work schedules, leave management, and checking on live updates of all sites in real time. I'm Frida Liu, in case I didn't mention that. I'm here with co-founders Shah Farik, Aizaw Shahghazni, and Deanne Ho. So nice to be speaking to both these young gentlemen. So how many iterations were there of your business since you started in 2018? Who would like to take that question?
I'll take it. Deanne here. Thank you for having us. Yeah, we all started in 2018. Iteration-wise, there's only one, right? We started 2018 when me and Farik, I initially actually spent 7 years in Singapore as an engineer. In the construction industry, right? So we spend a lot of time seeing all these companies in these blue collar industries, right? So a lot of them are still doing everything in very manually from construction. And then we'll take a look, even from all these cleaning industries, security companies, all the processes, daily operation itself are done so manually. So yeah, so we came together. I came back to Malaysia in 2018, met up with Farik. We were long pals. We know each other for a really long time. And yeah, we came up with this idea to how can we digitalize this blue collar industry itself to make operation and workforce management to streamline everything into one platform.
Right. And what solutions do you look at now?
So right now we look into a lot of basically House is a cloud-based data-driven, right? Workforce operation management solution. So we help businesses to manage their mobile workforce, monitor, track operation, everything in real time.
And what did you see needs changing from 2018 onwards? And let's stop at 2020 because that's going to be a different story, I know. But even just from 2018, 2019, the early part of 2020, what do you see evolving and people coming to acceptance of this solution?
Yeah, in 2018, I remember when we started, right? Especially on BFM, we hear a lot of on podcasts on how companies are moving to digital, moving data, everything, operation, everything to cloud-based. So from there, actually, we were on the early side of things where we help businesses to digitalize. But during that whole period itself, some of businesses, especially the smaller scales one, the micro and the SMEs, are reluctant, right? Reluctant to go to digital. Basically, 2020, when the pandemic take place, everything changes. Everybody starts moving into digital solutions, right? And actually, 2020 is the month itself. We see 140% growth in our business from there.
It's like it's almost as if you planned the pandemic. Okay. Farik, anything to add to that?
Okay. In 2020, what happens is that we were focusing a lot of the blue collar in the security segments in 2019 itself. And we come to 2020, we see that there's a new verticals that needed to be digitalized. And we see our client, come from cleaning industry, from construction, from pest control, and also the micro businesses. So that actually shows that there's a lot of, markets in the underserved market, which is the SME and micro, that really want to go digitalized, but they're unable to do so because the solution out there in the market are really expensive. It doesn't come to their right budgets. So when we came in 2020 and we really push out in terms of our digital marketing, we push out on ads, people start to call us and say, hey, how much is the pricing? And we say, okay, our pricing is like this. And they were like, oh, no brainer, because there's no such solution that actually can give so much features, but in that kind of pricing. So in 2020, actually, it's a good success story for us where, a company, the awareness of digitalization start to come to the business owner. from the baby boomers to the Generation X, they start to see, okay, you know what? Because of the MCO, my business in multi-location unable to be tracked from the service industry perspective. So when a solution like House came in and able to give them a leverage for them to, you know, I can track everything through a command center view from the house portal, that actually benefit them for the business and also cutting the cost. Because in 2020, you see a lot of SMEs actually bootstrapping or cash conserve. So having House, you know, in 2020 was actually like a superman to them in a way that, oh, okay, everything can be save cost, everything can be tracked, everything can be just using a mobile app, you know. I see there's a positive sign of us going forward.
Right. So it obviously expanded from just blue collar to also white collar workers right now.
At the moment, we are focusing a lot of the micro SMEs. In the future, yes, we definitely want to go into the corporate world. But this market that we serve at the moment is our core. So I think we will focus on this market because I think this segment of SMEs and micro has not really been fully, you know, validated into digitalization. So I think we want to be, you know, having that whole of it.
Right. And it's interesting, right? You said there was a 140% growth, but at the same time, it's, I guess also what I'm trying to say is that a lot of people have also lost their jobs, right? But I guess where do you fit in? You're helping them to manage the resources that they have anyway. They're able to cut the cost. How does it come in? Because you also hear people lose their jobs. At the same time, your business has also improved. So where, you know, do you meet that gap, I guess?
Right. So where our platform comes in, it is not basically replacing people. It's helping businesses, like for the security companies, right? They have multi-location across Malaysia. They have sites all around. So how do they actually manage that when they can't actually move around so much? So everything will be done through the platform, monitoring, you know, sites from Kedah, from Penang, down to Johor. Everything can be done through a platform without them actually moving around.
Right. Okay. So that's where it helps with them not having to move around or can't move around. So now they're able to do this through an app as well, right? You know, so what industries do you cover right now? If I guess you're looking at micro SMEs, so mostly construction. What other industries do you cover?
Right. So the biggest part of the industry that we cover are the security companies, cleaning companies, facility management, pest control, retails, when it comes to hospitality as well, F&Bs. So we cover a wide range of businesses. So three things that we are solving for them. If you can think of a business that has multi-location, right? A business that we have a lot of workforce all across Malaysia or outside Malaysia itself. How do you monitor them? And number three, everything is done still done manually, right? So if this business actually fit these three key issues here, our solutions solve it for you.
Right. And it's amazing how people are still very manual and this has forced them to digitalize their business, right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm here with Shah Farik, Aizal Shah Ghazni and Deanne Ho from House, and they're going to help you get your house in order. Stay tuned as we continue our conversation after this, BFF 89.9.
Better Finance Management. BFM 89.9.
You're listening to Enterprise on BFM 89.9. I'm Frida Liu. I'm speaking to Shah Farik and Deanne Ho from House. And, you know, I know that you're also working with Scale Up Malaysia, but we'll talk about that a little later. So what are the investments for services like yours?
Well, for our services, we charge a pricing plan from 3 ringgit to 5 ringgit and to 8 ringgit per user per month, right? So ultimately, it's a really affordable plan. So what we do is that businesses with 10 users will actually be paying 50 ringgit a month just for our solution. So, yep.
So basically, the more you have, the cheaper, right? I mean, that's the idea. The more employees we have, then the cost will come down. Well, in a way, come down.
Yep. So let's say you subscribe to 3 or 5 and 8. That is the core plan. And on top of that, we also have the add-on modules. For example, we have the e-leaf. We have the patrolling module for the security. We also have other module, which is the facility management, which is currently working. So in terms of certain industry, when they want to be, let's say you are from facility management, you need some features that to cater to your industry. We have that as an add-on modules. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So there are add-on modules depending on your industry as well, right? Okay. I noticed that you're currently looking for house agents. What do they do?
All right. So house agent, basically, we are looking for freelancers or probably students who needs a job. So what we do is that we give them accessibility to be our agent, where they can go down and pitch house all about to their potential clients. And what they will get is that they will earn commissions and also reward from us. So at the moment, we do a campaign. So any client that they subscribe to us, they will get 100 ringgit of per client as a reward referral program. At the same time, they also get a commissions based on the number of users from per client.
Right. So you feel that this is a better strategy than hiring someone full-time?
Okay. At the moment, I think what I want to do is that we want to get as many market share in some states that we have not penetrated. For example, the Kelantan, the Terengganu, and also in Borneo. I mean, we already covered Borneo, but not fully. So you want to give advantage for house. Like, you know what? This is a strategy we want to try during this time. Like, you know, we give flexibility where we don't hire full-time, but also give anyone who wants to work as a freelancer or part-time as a house agent. I think that is something that we see a potential of, you know, giving someone opportunity to get employment as well. As well, maybe they can do other things. Maybe they could be doing their own business. At the same time, you know what? Hey, I want to do only help, only earn a little money. I can just pitch something related to the digitalization to our potential clients.
Right. Okay. I mean, it's great. So they can do other things and then at the same time do this as well, right? And what's interesting is that the results will speak for itself, right? I mean, you don't have to monitor them. You don't have to use your app on them, right? The results will speak for themselves.
Especially during this period, right, when a lot of people have lost their job or are doing multiple job at the same time. So we want to enable them as well to take this opportunity to, you know, refer and earn a bit from there, from our commission base. Yeah.
So is it something that you just started this year?
Yes, this is something that we started in month of February.
Right. Okay. And so how many people do you currently have on your payroll and what do they do?
So we break into two parts. Yes, we have our product development team where the application itself, everything is developed in-house. So we have 4 developers in our payroll. And then in the business side, we have our marketing team, our partner manager that collaborates, that find collaboration with agents and as well as our own internal sales team. Right, as well our support team are in there to support all our clients.
Okay, and why did you decide to work with Scale Up Malaysia?
Okay, it's an interesting story. So how we got into the pitch will be very interesting. We were actually was invited by one of our partner, like, you know, hey, you guys should be pitching at one of these programs. And then after that, it happens that Renuka was one of the judge. And she told us, like, hey, why don't you join Scale Up Malaysia Cohort 2 program? So we went in, we pitched and everything, and we see that there's a potential for us to grow with Quest Venture and Scale Up Malaysia. That's the reason why we decided to, you know, to be taking this seriously with them. And another thing is that we want to grow together with all these mentors and also the partners that have in Scale Up Malaysia and Quest Venture. I think as a startup, for you to grow, in terms of globally, you need good partners. And we feel, you know, with Dr. Siva and the team and Quest Venture as well, it's a good fit for us. And we want to really make us work together and find the rest of the synergy between us and them and really want to grow scale bigger after this.
Right. I think one of the things is that I think because they've also invested in you, they've also got skin in the game, right, for your success. That's one thing. But I guess on your part is, of course, having to give some shares to them. And do you feel that that's the right thing though? I mean, to grow, that you still need, you know, you need right partners, you need the right kind of investors to come in. Why do you feel that that's the right strategy?
Okay, like for us, we are at the early stage of our own startup, right? We all learn from self-learning. Myself in the end, we all started from self-learning. There was a try and error. There was a time we were ups and down during our first 2 years. And when we joined Quest Venture and Scale Up, I think they have a lot of experience. They have mentored, and they also have done a lot of work with a lot of startups, you know, not just from Malaysia, but also in Singapore and other countries. And we want to have that kind of synergy between them and sharing between, have our own product out there together with them. I think having the right partners and mentor is a key for any success.
I think also it's important because you're also in the environment of other entrepreneurs, although in different industries, you know, that sometimes you just need someone to go in this journey with you together. Otherwise, it's going to be lonely with just the two of you. You know, like both of you are partners, right? What do you do, Deanne? And what do you do, Farik, you know, in terms of the business, your core strengths?
On my end, it's mainly looking into the support, the sales part, getting partners to join us, getting new sales coming in, making sure that the internal process are done accordingly, and to make sure that our clients are happy. Client satisfaction is our biggest key pillars here. So I focus a lot on customer service part. And for Farik.
Okay, so I came from a technical background. I was in cybersecurity background. I graduated from Australia and I was in the cybersecurity. But when I started a house together with Deanne, I co-managed the marketing stuff, the strategy for the business. How can we get house to be up there? I mean, to be in terms of branding, partnerships. So I work with that scope, with the areas. So that is my key, I think, that I see when I become an entrepreneur. While Deanne was focusing more on the sales and the support, I also do a bit of operation here and there, make them sort of meeting clients and all that. But for my key, I think I would definitely want house to be, you know, to be seen as a good branding, yeah.
Right. Are you guys expanding overseas soon or are you already overseas?
Well, we're currently serving clients in Singapore. So our presence are currently in Malaysia and Singapore. So in 2022, quarter one, that's where we want to have our product be global ready and actually expand it to everywhere else in Southeast Asia regionally or even from anywhere across the world that they can just sign up house and start using it. Because the problems is not usually what we just see here in Malaysia. It's across the board in different countries as well.
And then when you're telling me about this, like, you would think that Singapore would be, you know, so advanced everything, but even you coming from Singapore, this seems to be a problem, right? And I think Southeast Asia alone, you know, it's going to keep you pretty busy.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, Southeast Asia is a huge market here, and the blue collar industry makes up to 80% of it here in the region itself. So it's a really huge market.
All right. All the best to both of you, Shah Farik, Aizal Shahghazni, and Deanne Ho from House. You've been listening to Open for Business on Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.